Tonight, intense battles raging across frontline areas in eastern Ukraine. Russian forces attempting to encircle the key city of Bakhmut and claim a victory for Vladimir Putin in time for the first anniversary of the start of the war just a week away. And what they can't achieve with firepower, they're trying to achieve with manpower.
They're sending a lot of troops. I don't think that's sustainable for them to keep attacking this way. There are places where their bodies are just piled up.
Ukraine insisting it'll hold Bakhmut, but struggling with low ammunition and limited firepower. President Zelensky today urging European leaders to act faster to support Ukraine.
We need to hurry up. We need the speed of our agreements, speed of decisions to limit Russian potential. There is no alternative to speed.
And in the fire zone, residents being urged to leave as soon as possible. Kurilivka in the northeast, one of countless villages regularly shelled by Russia. Today, volunteers helping Imna get to safety. She tells me, I have a heart condition and this situation causes anxiety. It's an emotional farewell as her husband Andriy stays behind to guard the house against looters. The couple not knowing when or whether they'll see each other again.